This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. The Democratic National Convention is just around the corner. Although the event has been scaled back, the Milwaukee Police Department says it's still preparing for a large-scale event. While there will be fewer people attending the physical convention, it's unclear how many protesters will be coming to the area to take advantage of the national spotlight. The department's equipment order includes a wide array of things, from beef jerky and trail mix to pepper spray and a, quote, tactical gas delivery system. Jeremy Janine wrote about the order for Urban Milwaukee, and he joins me to talk about it. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
So this is a kind of strange story. As I think most of us know, the DNC was scheduled to happen earlier this month, but of course, things changed due to the pandemic. You know, they're now expecting a scaled back event, but in some ways, the police are still preparing for it, like everything's going to happen as planned. Can you give us a quick rundown of this situation that you covered in your article?
Sure. So the police originally were, and this is a security thing that's done in consultation with federal officials, there was a plan for 4,000 police officers to guard the DNC. Milwaukee does not have 4,000 police officers, so officers are going to come in from all over the country to help support the effort. And the question now is, well, if there's not as many people here, what do you need to secure? And there's obviously still Joe Biden's expected to be here. Other officials are expected to be here. And as Assistant Police Chief Michael Brunson said, it's unclear what kind of agitators might show up, what type of protesters, be they peaceful or maybe not peaceful. And so the police are kind of preparing as they were before, and with that comes a lot of contracts for a really wide-ranging amount of stuff, from everything from beef jerky and Gatorade to a battering ram that can deliver tear gas.
Yeah, some of the equipment that they're looking to get seems pretty intense. I think a lot of what has ended up garnering attention is the snack requests, in part because I think people look at that as being, you know, a little odd, a little silly. Can you walk us through some of those?
Sure. There's a request for 12,000 1.25-ounce servings of beef jerky, and it includes, and I included this in the article because I just found it a bit amusing, one of the requirements is, quote, a premium steak with natural smoke flavor added. They're also looking for 12,000 2-ounce packages of trail mix, which must include peanuts, M&Ms, raisins, almonds, or cashews. And a lot of that language comes from the city's bidding requirements, where they have to be very specific about what they're looking for.
Yeah, they are very specific. You look at it and you go, you know, beef jerky and trail mix, as someone with a dehydrator, these are things I just make at home.
Yeah, I can't join you in that club, but yes, it's just, you know, when you think about securing the DNC and the things you need, beef jerky, Gatorade, trail mix, those aren't things at the top of the list. At the same time, the police were preparing to have officers working 12-hour shifts stationed in areas across downtown and across the city. So it makes some sense that you would want those people to be fed and hydrated.
Very true. So a lot of what was inside of this request was for equipment, and it seems like they're allowed to keep some of this equipment. Can you explain that a bit, how the funding here works and what the money ends up going toward?
Sure. So there's the biggest thing, the $50 million, which has now been reduced to $40 million, but the biggest thing that money will go to is to pay salaries, both the Milwaukee police officers and officers coming from across the state and region to help secure the event. But then there's this list of stuff, which we talked about, is the food and the drinks they're going to have. But on top of that, there's things like vests with tactical pouches, handheld radios, combat trauma system medical bags. They're looking to rent 4,000-pound concrete barriers, the type of thing you'd see on a highway when they're rebuilding and narrowing lanes. And with the federal contract, it's all reimbursable, but at the end of the event, anything that's not used, the Milwaukee Police Department can keep. And if we look at things like Gatorade, if the officers end up with cases of Gatorade, I don't think anyone's going to be upset. If they end up with things like a tear gas delivery system, I think people have the right to be concerned about that.
Well, Well, and there is a lot of concern, I think, when you look at this list, because a lot of activists have been hoping to scale down the military-style equipment that police officers, police departments have access to. And a lot of the things that they're looking for seem to speak to that kind of heavy equipment that people are hoping to see less of. So what are some of the things the Milwaukee Police Department is trying to purchase?
Sure. They're looking to buy 1,000 pepper spray canisters, and there's a very specific brand given in the bidding request. We talked about the tactical gas delivery system, which is a device that gets mounted to one of the police armored vehicles. It goes on the front, and that's what can be a battering ram to get inside of buildings. And I don't think you'd see a lot of disagreement that, okay, in the case of an emergency during the event, the police should have that to be able to address any situation. I think the question then becomes, should the Milwaukee Police Department have that on a normal day? There's other things that are a bit less controversial, 40 handheld radios. Like, I don't think people are going to be upset that the police have radios.
No, most likely not. When I looked at this list, I did ask myself, is there any indication that these protesters, many of whom have, you know, filed for permits in order to protest during the DNC, is there any indication that they will be armed?
In the ones that file for permits, I'm going to guess not. They would be legally allowed to as long as they comply with Wisconsin law. But I think what the police department is concerned about, and the rationale, I'm sure, is that we could have the next president here as well as many of former presidents in attendance, is that people might show up that are not registered, that have firearms, and then what do we do?
Yeah. You know, you talked about the gas deployment system. I believe your article notes that while gas and smoke and gas mask equipment, they're no longer on the list, the department is still planning to purchase them. Is that right?
The department says it wanted them, and what that means is that there were bids open for that in June, and as part of a reappointment process for city officials after the April election, it came up that these bids were open, and the purchasing director was like, yes, I will review those, and within a couple hours of her hearing, the mayor had actually agreed to pull those things. Well, the police department came back, and we're talking about aerosol, projector, irritant, and gas mask equipment are the two items. The department said, yes, we still want those things to secure the DNC. They're also things that the department has purchased and discussed with the council, being able to purchase them without council approval. The Common Council has now moved to require all those things in the future to be purchased, to have to go through the council first.
Okay, so it seems like they'll still perhaps have access to gas and smoke?
It seems like they'll probably have access somehow. There's no explicit bids out there for those right now, but I can't imagine they're buying a tactical gas delivery system without actually having gas to put in it.
It would seem a little weird. So what are the next steps for this budget? I mean, we're actually coming up on the now planned convention pretty quickly here.
So since I published my article on July 13th, a couple of the bids have already closed, and they just kind of roll through by day. Not everything closes on the same day. Not everything is managed by the same purchaser at the city. And so those bids will be closing, and I assume very quickly they're moving with the vendors to procure those materials, because, yeah, the DNC is quickly approaching. We're a month, a little bit less than a month away from it now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for speaking with me, unpacking this situation a bit for our listeners, and thank you so much for your work.
Thanks for having me, Joy.
Jeremy Janine is the president and co-founder of Urban Milwaukee.